Welcome to American Mosaic. From VOA Learning English, I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we tell about April Fool's Day and play some foolish music. But first, let's talk Lego. The popular building toy has expanded into other forms of entertainment. And apparently, you are never too old to play.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome.
One of the most recognized toy makers in the world is Lego. Both children and adults enjoy the small, colorful plastic building pieces. The toy many grew up with has moved into other kinds of entertainment, including video games and a full-length film. Anna Mateo has more.
The Lego Movie has made almost $400 million worldwide. Legos are more than 50 years old. But Lego fans continue to grow among all ages. Many adults still play with them. Adult and young Lego fans gathered recently at a home in Los Angeles, California. Peter Abramson was among the group.
That sound to me is the sound of creativity.
Peter Abramson has been creating with Legos for more than 40 years.
The amazing thing I always found about Lego was the ability of a toy to make other toys.
When he was 17, Mr. Abramson created his own movie with his Lego Classic Space Kit. Now he and his daughter build with Legos together. This meeting is small, but larger Lego conferences are also popular. People show off their latest creations at gatherings. They also buy, sell, and trade Lego pieces. Lego sells well. Here is one example of how popular the toy is. If you lined up all the Lego pieces sold in 1 year, that line would be long enough to circle Earth 5 times. Marianne Asanuma creates and sells Lego creations for a living. She says that when she was a child, more boys played with Legos than girls. And that is still true.
If you go to like a convention or something, there's about 5% women to 95% men.
Another Lego fan, Paul Hollingsworth, says men are willing to spend a lot of money on Lego sets for themselves. His zombie prison is worth about $600.
It's like if I look around at some of these models, like I'm seeing hundreds of dollars spent. And I know my wife would much rather have a purse or a handbag or a pair of shoes or a dress, whereas guys would rather have 50 zombies or a giant spaceship.
But that is starting to change. Lego toys are now marketed to girls as well as boys. A Lego series called Friends includes sets like a pet care center and a summer horse riding camp set. They come in colors like pink and purple.
Playing Lego is something that I could do with my daughter, who's like 7 years old.
Mr. Hollingsworth's daughter, Haley, even has a YouTube show in which she demonstrates how to build Lego creations. Nathan Sawaya also has a worldwide audience. He shows his Lego creations in art galleries and at exhibitions.
We've been to Singapore, Taiwan, Shanghai, South Africa.
His artwork attracts people of all ages.
Art made out of Lego bricks is very accessible, right? People have Lego bricks at home, so they can connect to the art in a different way.
So some people connect with Lego creations at art exhibits. Others experience the Lego world at Legoland amusement parks around the world. Recently, Hollywood provided another Lego experience.
Let's hit 'em. 1, 2, 3. I am so pumped up!
We love the movie. I've seen it twice.
The Lego Movie has sold about $390 million in tickets worldwide. It also produced a popular song.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
Lego fan Paul Lee says Lego is popular generation after generation for a reason. He says the toy does not change too much.
The Lego brick they sell today is still compatible with the brick they made 30 years ago.
Many of the fans gathered at this meeting say they will pass their Lego bricks on to their children. They hope the tradition and their Lego collections continue to grow with each generation.
3, 2, 1. Have you heard the news? Everyone's talking. Life is good because everything's awesome. Lost my job. That's a new opportunity. More free time for my awesome community. I feel more awesome than an awesome possum. Dip my body in chocolate frosting. 3 years later, I shot the frosting. Smelling like a blossom. Everything is awesome. Stepped in mud, got new brown shoes. Awesome to win and it's awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose.
Everything is better.
Have you heard the word prank? Do you know what it means? A prank is a harmless trick played on someone for fun or laughs. And Tuesday, April 1st, will be a day of pranks in America. It is April Fool's Day. Singer-songwriter Rufus Wainwright has a song called April Fools. It is from his first album, Rufus Wainwright, released in 1998.
Oh, what a shame that your back used to bleed on St. Valentine's and you sat in a chair thinking, boy, I'm such a prince. Well, life's a train that goes from February on, day by day, but it's making a stop on.
Historians are not sure how April Fool's Day began, but they do know the tradition of a day of pranks has been around for hundreds of years. Many say the day was created in connection with a change in the calendar. In the late 1500s, Pope Gregory VIII ordered that a new calendar be followed. The new calendar changed the first day of the year from April 1st to January 1st. Some people rejected the change. They continued to celebrate the new year in the spring. These people were called fools. They were made fun of for not knowing what day it was. There have been many famous April Fool's tricks in history. The U.S. restaurant company Taco Bell played an especially funny prank on the public in 1996. On April 1st that year, the company placed an advertisement in several major newspapers. The ad said that Taco Bell had agreed to buy the Liberty Bell to help the U.S. national debt. The ad also said that the historic object on display in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, would be given a new name, the Taco Liberty Bell. Even some congresspeople were fooled by the trick. Calls of protest were made to the National Park Service, which cares for the Liberty Bell. Here is the British rock band The Who performing Won't Get Fooled Again.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In the morrows that need worship, we'll be gone. And the men who spurred us on, sit in judgment of our wrong. They decide and the shotgun sings the song. I'll tip my hat to the new.
we don't get fooled again.
Sometimes even harmless pranks can go wrong. Last year, a pair of radio announcers were suspended from their jobs because of an April Fool's incident. The announcers questioned the water quality in their area during their radio show. They talked about dihydrogen monoxide. They said it was flowing through area pipes into people's homes. It caused immediate concern to some listeners who thought their water might be poisoned. But is dihydrogen monoxide a dangerous substance? Well, no. It is just, wait for it, water. The short version of that long chemical name is H2O. The radio announcers were back at work that same week. Wonder what they are planning for Tuesday.
Well, I come home, baby, and I've been working all night long. Put my daughter on my knee, and she said, "Daddy, what's wrong?" She whispered in my ear so sweet. You know what she said? She said, "Ooh, Daddy, you're a fool to cry. You're a fool to cry. And it makes me wonder why."
That is the Rolling Stones with "Fool to Cry" from their album Black and Blue. The song was a hit in the United States in 1976. If April Fool's Day is a tradition in your country, tell us about the prank you plan to play. Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. And good luck this Tuesday. We hope the joke will not be on you. But if you are the fool this year, remember, you are not alone. Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays the fool.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written by Anna Mateo and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com to find transcripts and audio of our shows. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Love runs deeper than any ocean. It clouds your mind with emotion. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. Everybody plays the fool.